go to church on Sunday and cavalry all day Monday. Ain't nobody's business if I do.
And hello, 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 and welcome back. And that's right, Rose. It ain't nobody's business if you do, I do, or anybody does. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talking business. And we're talking all about this huge fire on Saturday. Rhode Island defeats Hep C. We were just talking to Dr. Lynn Taylor. And, you know, the one thing we forgot to mention, which is just huge, we've got the head of the CDC flying in, Scott Holmberg, who was so moved by this fire last year. You're going to see him carrying a torch. This is big stuff. What we're doing again here in this little state is just really big stuff. But now I want to talk to my friend Rose Weaver. Rose, are you there on the line?
Hi. Yes, I'm on the line. I'm outside in this hot weather.
Oh, no, you need to go inside and get a little cooled off. Well, Rose, I got to tell you, one, that article that came out on the Providence Journal on Sunday that Channing Gray did was just probably one of the most moving articles and open and I would just say straightforward and beautiful and inspiring to me. And if anybody missed it, they should go Google Rose Weaver and the article that came out. It was really good. Congratulations on that.
I'm so grateful, Channing, for being so sensitive, and because it's tough to talk about stuff like that.
Well,
we have all had our tragedies and our losses, but I thought he handled it for the Journal really, really in a sensitive manner.
He really did, and I love the fact that, you know, he highlighted that you came back home to Rhode Island to heal, and, you know, and
yeah,
I mean, I say heal, but I think you're healing a lot of people with your music and your art and your playwriting and everything that you're doing, and, you know, this Saturday,
I
know so, you know, well, yeah. I'm going to say my opinion's really important, but I know so. but we've got you and a New Orleans jazz band playing on the stage for this really massive event this weekend. And can you tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear? And
oh, my goodness. You're going to hear, you know, great horn players like Ted Kasher. And I've always loved working with Ted. He plays clarinet and saxophone. Of course, Al DeAndre is going to be playing trumpet and flugelhorn. So I've got my horns, and that's going to really make it pop. Ron Bianchi is playing piano for me. Dennis Pratt is on acoustic bass. And this is just going to be a lot of fun. I love, love, love songs like Sweet Georgia Brown because, you know, I'm a Southern girl, but I'm a Rhode Island girl, too. So when you combine those together, I'm not inhibited about performing on stage, so I like to do a little boogieing and stuff. I'll probably wear a red French dress.
Right on.
So I can just have some fun. And that's the thing about life now. I'm at the age I am. I'm a mature woman, but it's the music. We have fun that. Music helps everybody.
It certainly is. It's healing.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'll be doing songs like that, Sweet Georgia Brown and A-Train, and Don't Mean a Thing If They Got That Swing. I'm going to do a couple of moon songs because I'm in love with the moon.
Right on.
probably like Blue Moon and Fly Me to the Moon.
All right.
We have a special friend who loves Fly Me to the Moon.
We certainly do.
those are some of the kinds of songs I'll be doing.
Well, you know, we're so excited because your energy and your vibrance. And I just think having you here at this lighting, which is, again, all about hope. Can you believe that there is a cure for hepatitis C?
That is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it amazes me. And I'm not sure if you heard the beginning of the show, but we've been talking to Dr. Lynn Taylor. And wow. I mean, just to know that it just came out in 1989. Baby boomers, so many, 1 in 30 baby boomers diagnosed with Hep C, Rose. And, you know, now that there's a cure, there's hope. And I think, as you just said, you know, you're out there having fun, living life. And so there's such kind of this wonderful, I don't know, synchronicity between having you up on stage, inspiring people, and the whole fire being an inspiration.
Yes, yes. And we, you know, Manny Barros, who was a really popular singer around town, passed from something like that. It was Hep C, I think.
So, you know, I think a lot of us have been touched by Hep C. I know that somebody in my family has Hep C and has been looking into some of the new drugs and curative aspects. But, you know, when I called you up, I was like, please, 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 God, let Rose be available. And again, will people be able to get up and be dancing in the streets to your music?
Sure, if they feel like it, of course, yeah. You know, that's what Water Pie is about, is about having a good time. And it's the kind of atmosphere, I don't think it's like so much of a totally sit-down and listen. People want to tap their feet, and if they feel like moving, if they feel like listening, they can do it, because the sound system is usually really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the music, so with that, and I think Greg Abate is going to be on after me.
He certainly is. So, I mean, we've got the star lineup of Rhode Island. And this is why I'm so glad you're back home, Rose. I mean, finally, I can go. I can listen to you. We're at Aspire. I know that you're playing in a bunch of different other places. Can you mention a few of those as well?
Huh?
Can you mention some of the other gigs that we might be able to catch you at besides Waterfire?
Well, those are the two main ones coming up in terms of singing right now. In the fall, I've got a lot of stuff happening. We've got this program called, what do we call it? Stages of Freedom, Acting Black. And it'll examine all the black performing artists in the performing arts in Rhode Island from the past up to the present, including people like Viola Davis. But a lot of great artists have come right out of Rhode Island, homegrown, right out of Rhode Island, and have given our state, continue to help give our artistic state a really great name. So in October 19th, there'll be an exhibit opening at the Providence Public Library with wonderful artifacts, and I'll be giving a lecture at Trinity Repertory Company on October 19th. I think it's at 6:30 or 7 p.m. So there'll be more about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd love to have you back on the show for that, to give us some more information before
that
actually happens.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And again, you know, we're playing your music. We played you in. We're going to play you back in for the beginning of our next segment. But we are so happy, Rose, to have you back in town, to have you at Waterfire. You are an inspiration to so many people. And
I remember when Waterfire started, Barnaby came on my talk show that I had on Channel 10. And this was ages ago, and I remember having Bill Warner on when they were talking about the Water Fire, the possibility of it, and Dar Stevens and all these other people, and Kathleen and everybody helping to carry it on. What a legacy.
You know,
what a legacy.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about that offline, because we have this massive fundraiser called the Fireball, and it's a roast to Barnaby that's going to be held on September 3rd, and we're going to be putting information out about that. But if we could get some of that footage, that would be funny. I'd like to see Barnaby.
Wouldn't that be funny? We'd have to talk to Channel 10, but gee whiz. Yeah.
We can do that, Rose. We can do anything, right? Ain't nobody's business, as far as I know. Well, Rose, we are so looking forward to seeing you 7 to 9 on the Steeple Street stage. I hope everyone comes out. And check out Rose's music on her website, roseweaver.com. And, Rosie, we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Bronwyn, your doll. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.